Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening to you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf, the guy hanging out with me, like always, my tag team partner in crime, none other than Mike Wilson. So much to talk about in the sports world as the madness is here, baby. We've got madness, and that makes me extremely happy. So obviously, we'll be talking about the March Madness tournament quite a bit. We're going to talk some NBA hoops. We're going to talk some football. We're going to talk it all right here on the program. Mike, good morning, brother. How are you?
I'm doing good, yeah. Hey, the madness is here. You know, my Beavers pulled an upset this week. I was all giddy about it, but there has been other madness. There's upsets. You know, look, Ohio State gone. You know, this is exactly what you and I needed to get back into the mode of sports, man.
Yeah, no, definitely, man. It is the time is here where, you know what, craziness can happen, and you got 40 minutes to go out there and display your abilities. If you get it done, you advance. If you don't, well, season's over, baby. Anyways, I hear the music. I know that means we've got to take a little break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about March Madness on the other side. And then in a little while, we'll get to our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, James, that order just doubled. We got to move fast here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Somebody pick up that phone.
Like at Luca's Gourmet Frozen Pizza Company, to operate at scale, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Time for your small business report, presented by Dell Small Business. When you're starting up your new business, resist the urge to accept payment in your personal business account or put business expenses on your personal credit card. Yes, it's easier that way, but the risks outweigh the short-term benefits. At the very least, make sure you open a separate personal account designated for only business transactions. Otherwise, things will get messy, and this way you avoid being a prime target for an audit. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored mm-hmm. small business solutions that make you feel
okay.
Truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Is your vehicle ready for the holiday road trip? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you save on your oil change. Right now, get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic and a Wix filter for $33.99. Plus, earn double O'Rewards points. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Here would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. A ton of things to dive into in the sports world, Mike. And you know what? We're lucky we got March Madness back. I believe it was like, I want to say 709 or 710 days since we last saw basketball. And, you know, it's crazy because the last champion, if I'm not mistaken, that we could actually crown, right, would have been the Virginia team, which, by the way, once again, they got struck, man. And you know, you talked about upsets and things like that. You know, they're bound to happen. They really are. But, you know, it's interesting to me that, you know, the Ohios of the world are able to take out those Virginia teams. You know, Creighton just sneaks by UC Santa Barbara, which, by the way, they played their hearts out. And, you know, at the end of the game, you got to go up a little bit stronger. But it happens. Speaking of disappointment, I got to say something, and I'll be the first to admit it. I'm shocked as all hell with the way that not only Oregon State has played in the tournament, but in general, the Pac-12 has definitely shown up, dude. So either basketball isn't as bad as I think in the Pac-12, or basketball is just really bad all around the country, Mike. So, look. Great action so far, man. That's all I can say. I'm excited. I want to just keep going with this thing. We've had overtime games. We've had nail biters. We've already had the excitement of March Madness. And you know what, brother? I just think it continues.
No, I think it's going to continue as well. And you're right. You know, look, the Pac-12 is doing really well in the tournament. You kind of take out the whole Oregon VCU game with the positive COVID tests, and the rest of the pack is performing. But look, you and I both know that the NCAA tournament is about matchups, where you get put, who are your possible matchups, and the matchups have been obviously favorable for the Pac-12 so far, and you know, the USC's, the UCLA went into not beating BYU did not shock me. I thought UCLA was actually a pretty good team coming into the tournament despite their 11th seed, and you know, look, the Beavs got a good matchup. The Beavs are long. They're fairly athletic, and they're hot. They got hot in the conference tournament, and they showed Tennessee just how good of a team that they are right now. So yeah, the Pack is playing well, but you know, look, there's other teams that are playing well. Illinois got out the gate really nice. You know, Wisconsin, you guys, look, your Badgers, you know, they take out one of the blue bloods in North Carolina, even though this is not a typical kind of Carolina, team this year. And then look, you know, I've talked several times about Gonzaga. They did exactly what they were supposed to do in their opening game with Norfolk State, you know, winning by, I don't know, what was it, 30, 33 points or whatever it was. So the Zags are doing what everybody expects them to do. So far, so good in the tournament. And I think the fans, I think the media, I think CBS and TNT and TBS are all happy with what they've got so far.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's definitely been fun to watch. And quite frankly, not a lot of people in the stands either, which makes a lot of sense. But at the end of the day, we're happy we have the presentation of March Madness back. Luca Garzilla, I don't know if you happen to check him out against Grand Canyon, which is the only team, only school, and I know that Arizona banned themselves, but ASU didn't make it either. And, you know, the only school, the only squad from the state of Arizona is Grand Canyon, and obviously they were one and done. But Luca Garzilla, baby, let's see how far this guy can take Iowa, and let's see how far this guy can take himself in his NBA career, to be honest with you. Mike, you there? I may have lost him for a moment.
Here I am. Nope. I'm right here. Yep.
All right.
Little technical glitch, but you're talking about Garza. Good, thick, big guy, takes up lots of space in the middle. I don't know how sold I am with him at the next level. I think he's a little slow. I think he's a little methodic. But you know, we'll see. I mean, look, there's two things, you know, that you can't coach. One is speed and one is height. And you know, Garza, what is he? 7 foot, 6'11", you know, 6'11", he's thick. And you know, like I was saying, he's big. You can't coach that. And there's going to be a team out there that's going to take a shot at him and see if they can develop him.
Oh, most definitely. Look, I do think he's one of those guys that, he's a tweener almost. It's like he's a little too right. small and too soft to be a center, but maybe not quite fast enough and athletic enough to be a power forward. And so, yeah, I think he's a guy that's in a little bit of a tough spot, but you know what, for guys like that who can score, I think you can find a way to find a spot for him on the squad. So just thinking about March Madness in general, bro, and the Colorado team looked awesome. The way they took care of Georgetown, Gonzaga looking strong. Look, man, I think at the end of the day, we're going to have a lot of upsets, but when push comes to shove, some of those big boys, they really are the big boys, and there's a reason why they had such successful seasons all season long. And here's one that I want to bring up, Michigan. You know, they're playing without their guy, Livers, but yet they go out there and they play a pretty darn good game. And Texas Southern, by the way, they're athletic, but they really got shut down until late in that game. And, you know, you got to give Juwan Howard a lot of credit for just going out there and coaching and realizing, hey, the deck is a little short, but you know what? We still have a system when we go out and play. And that's what Wisconsin did, man. They played their system, by the way. And that wasn't a typical North Carolina team either. Speaking of that, you mentioned UCLA, and you didn't mention, you know, they beat Michigan State to get in, right? So Michigan State, to me, looked absolutely terrible. You know, we talked about how good the Big Ten was kind of all season long, but we didn't really think about some of these teams that are, you know, in the middle of the pack of the Big Ten, who we thought we were maybe giving them too much respect. And then teams like Wisconsin, I wasn't respecting them, you know. So, like, the Ohio State's kind of had me fooled. The Wisconsin's kind of had me fooled a little too. But Michigan, I don't know. I'm not quite sure how far this Michigan team can go. I think they have the ability to go to the Final Four, but if they don't have Isaiah Livers, I don't like it as much, Mike.
No, I tend to agree with that as well. And you look at the next matchup that Michigan's going to have with LSU, and that's going to be a fun game. It's absolutely going to be a fun game to watch because they're both LSU's athletic as you know what. So getting up and down the floor with Michigan or Michigan getting up and down the floor with LSU is going to be something to watch. You talked about Colorado. Colorado is one of the better Pac-12 teams, and they were one of, you know, during the conference tournament, I thought Colorado had a legit shot at winning the tournament. Obviously, they didn't. But, you know, the next round could be a Michigan-Colorado matchup. It could be LSU and Florida State. I mean, there are so many combinations that can happen in the next round, Andy, that it's just kind of fascinating the matchups that are going to happen with either one of these teams. And you take a look at Illinois. What's your feeling with Illinois? Are you on board with the Illini, or is it kind of like an Ohio State thing where you have some doubts?
No, absolutely. I mean, Illinois is a team that has just great, exceptional guard play. So for us to expect them not to be able to go all the way is daunting, if you ask me, because I think they're that good. I think they have that ability. You know, when you're playing smaller schools and you're playing the lessers, you just got to go out there and take care of what you can take care of. Otherwise, you give those teams the belief that they belong out there. And I think that, you know, to me, that's what the big squads need to do. You know, they need to go out and say, look, we're the big dog for a reason, okay? And we're not here because we're happy to be here. I mean, we're happy, but we want to do some damage in this tournament. So I think there's a lot that goes on mentally and psychologically when you're supposed to win ball games, and then you're going up against teams that are just happy to be there. But they're not really just happy to be there. They want to win too, man, and that's what March Madness is all about. I hear the music. I know we got to take a break. On the other side, we're going to shift gears. We're going to talk some baseball, some hockey with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Excellent job. Gonzaga celebrates another championship in the West Coast Conference. For the sixth consecutive year, the 17th time overall.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Scoring chances are 8-4 Vegas, but here is Kuznetsov feeding one to Wilson. He scores! The net. Kuznetsov tried to get it across, tipped aside by the Golden Knights, and around behind the stick is lost. That of McNabb, taken on by Oshie, knocks down Eakin, across now for a drive.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Works for me.
Yep, it does. It works for me as well. Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. We're now going to switch gears, talk some NHL hockey with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. Good morning, John. How are you, my friend?
Morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. Look, it's beautiful where I'm sitting right now. I you're never going to hear me complain about 80 degrees, 85 degrees, sunny, and being able to do anything and everything we love to do outdoors here in the Valley of the Sun. So you're never going to hear me complain too much, John. Although I do like to complain about sports here and there, but that's beside the point. Let's talk some NHL hockey. And still, I keep looking atop the leaderboards all across the league, and once again, this week, we still have the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Florida Panthers, who are leading the way, both have 46 and 44 points, respectively, and that seems to be the most points outside of the Lightning. I'm talking about the 44 from the Panthers. There's 44 from the Capitals and the Islanders, and by the way, the Rangers, that was a crazy deal with them, right, where they won 9-0 and they didn't have their regular staff of coaches on the bench, so that was insane to me. And then you look at our division here in the West, the Coyotes are making some noise. They're moving up the standings a little bit. I don't know if that's going to be positive at the end of the day for them, but they're not in the cellar. They're not in second place. They're not in third place. They're up about fourth from the bottom. So mid-season of the NHL about right now, if I'm not mistaken. Can you kind of give us your grades and kind of fill us in as to what you think about the first half?
Well, I don't disagree with you in terms of the quality of the Tampa Bay Lightning. As you mentioned, 46 points from 30 games, closely followed by Florida and a bunch of other teams with 44. Tampa Bay, to me, is still pretty much the best team top to bottom. They got good goaltending, good defense, good forward lines, good power play, good special teams, good coaching. It doesn't get a whole lot better than that. Of course, they're like every other team. They're a serious injury or two to a key player away from not being a good team, and the same thing With the virus issue, I mean, we've seen some of these teams wiped out in terms of their star players. And you mentioned the New York Rangers coaching staff, and I kind of jokingly thought about that during the week when I saw that they won 9-0 after their first team coaching staff was isolated because of potential COVID-19 issues. And I'm thinking, being a head coach in pro sports is a precarious enough position as it is. You know, you go out and you lose 9-0, and you're liable to be looking at your phone the next morning to make sure your boss isn't calling. But I wonder how you feel when your team has won 9-0 without you. Does that give you the same amount of instability? Maybe it does. But I guess that just speaks for the system that they're teaching now in pro sports. And let's talk hockey specifically, where probably the minor league team for the New York Rangers and the American Hockey League uses the same system, the same breakouts, the same plays, the same specialty plays, and so on. It's much easier for a coaching staff and players to fit into the game at the major league level when they've been trained the same way in the minors. I mean, this is something we've seen in baseball for a number of years. We're now starting to see it in hockey. Talking about your Arizona Coyotes, yeah, they're making a move. To be very honest with you, I think it's going to be awfully tough for them to get back into that race, because there's a couple of things here. They've got four very good teams ahead of them in Vegas, Colorado, Minnesota, and St. Louis. They're already 6 points out with, I believe, 25 games to play. I think they've played... Now, let me do the math again on that. They both got, St. Louis and Arizona have got 31 points, and Arizona's played 31 games, so they got 25 games left to play. So, yeah, mathematically, it's very definitely possible that what they have to do is they have to go on some kind of a streak, because as we've discussed before, in this unique schedule in 2021 where all the games are within the division, every game becomes a four-pointer. So they have to look at taking two games out of every three from the four teams ahead of them in order to get back in that race. Is it possible? Yeah, very much possible. But do I see it happening? Probably not, because of the quality of the teams that are ahead of them, but it's nice to see them making it competitive.
Good morning, John. This is Mike. And like Andy, I'm not going to complain about 80 to 85 degree weather or anything like that. You know, look, my question is simply this. You got the trade deadline for the NHL coming up in a few weeks. Who are some teams that really have to make a move? They got to nail this down in terms of getting it right at the trade deadline.
Well, it's an interesting question, Mike. And I was thinking about that before the show, and I think this year's trade deadline is going to be a little unique, because it's April the 12th. The season ends May the 8th. For the average team, I believe that will give them anywhere from 7 to 10 games. The key here is going to be any trades between a Canadian team and a U.S. team where we have a quarantine situation for the player who's switching countries. And I'm going to take the Toronto Maple Leafs as an example here. After the trade deadline, if the Leafs made a trade for a player currently on an American team on the 12th of April, he would be quarantined until the 26th of April. After the 26th of April, before the end of the season on the 8th of May, the Maple Leafs only have 7 games. So the question is, do you want to trade for a player that you're only going to have for 7 games plus the playoffs? And if you're going to trade for him, how much are you prepared to mortgage the future to do it? Because I think we will see that most trades this year will be for futures, for draft picks, for cash, for future considerations. In other words, unlikely to be for a major player. If I'm a team that's looking for some support, I can see Boston making a trade, because that's something that they generally will do. I can see Pittsburgh making a trade, because they're in a very tough division. I can see Carolina making a trade. I can sometimes I think that the Islanders might think that they're one or two players away from being a serious contender rather than just a legitimate contender. So I don't see Tampa Bay making too many trades, because, as I've said, I believe they're a fairly strong team. They're well managed. They're well within the cap. I can't see them disrupting the chemistry. Florida, much the same thing. They're making great progress. I can see Toronto making a trade, but I can't see Toronto making a trade for a game breaker. I can see Toronto making a trade for another goaltender, and I can see them making a trade for some depth. And I think you'll see, for the most part, that's what teams are doing. I doubt we'll see any blockbusters simply because of this quarantine issue. I just think it's going to be too big of a hurdle for most of the teams to overcome.
Hey, John, my last one for you on this is, are we sleeping on anybody that maybe will come out of the woodwork a little bit? And is there somebody that may falter? However, with that being said, it seems to me like the standings have been relatively stale this year, at least at the top. You know, at the bottom, there's been some movement, but for the most part, it seems like the top-tier teams are the top-tier teams, and the lower-tier teams are the lower-tier teams. But is there something that I'm missing? Is there somebody that crawls through the woodwork, and is there somebody that falters?
Well, it's a great question, and I agree with you that for the most part, the teams that are in the playoff hunt now are the teams that we've seen in the playoff hunt all season, and the ones at the bottom are the ones at the bottom. I don't see Boston right now is 15th overall in the National Hockey League. I see them as a better team than that. I don't know why they're in 15th place. They're not playing that badly. You know, 36 points from 28 games, 16 wins, 8 losses, 4 overtime losses. I don't think Boston's a 16th place team. I don't think St. Louis is a 14th place team. So I sort of see those teams, if you want to use the term, coming out of the woodwork. I see Winnipeg as a better hockey club than where they're sitting right now in 11th place. They're in a pretty tough division, a very competitive division, Toronto and Edmonton and Montreal in there with the same number of points. I kind of see them faltering. I see them progressing. The team I see faltering, probably the Minnesota Wild. They went on a great streak, but they've been struggling a little bit lately.
That's a good point, because they were whooping up on teams, and the Coyotes were one of the teams they were whooping up on for a while. And, yeah, they have been on a little bit of a skid. They lost the last couple. I know we got to take a break. We're going to do that. We'll come back, and we'll continue the conversation with John Poulter. However, we're going to switch gears and talk Major League Baseball. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
You've loved her since the day you first met her. You've loved her through the good times and the bad. There's nothing you wouldn't do to make her happy. You may be older now, but that doesn't mean your love will ever change. ED happens, and it happens to about 50% of men over the age of 40. Visit RexMD.com and show her your love has never changed and never will. RexMD.com has helped thousands of men. Here's how RexMD.com works. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you can get FDA-approved ED medication, which are currently available to new customers. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. RexMD.com is now offering sample pack prescriptions of ED medication. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's REXMD.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday nights at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You thought he might get benched because he passed Trey Turner.
And a ball well hit to left. It's going and going. See you later. Soto, number 14. 1-0 Nats.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Wow.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition, hanging out with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. We just talked to him about NHL hockey. It is now time, obviously, from the highlights that you just heard, the clips, to talk some Major League Baseball. As we know, things have gotten started, and quite frankly, I'm just going to be honest with both you guys. I'm having a hard time getting into Major League Baseball right now. Well, first and foremost, because obviously I've got March Madness in front of me, but you know I'm a huge NBA guy. I love the NFL. And Major League Baseball, for the most part to me, a lot of times, and I mean, look, I might surprise you, I might shock you with saying this, but I feel like it's watching paint dry on a wall where you have a game that's going really slowly, and then all of a sudden it may or may not be a great finish. But at the end of the day, what I'm trying to say is I'm wanting desperately for Major League Baseball to draw me in, because I had a hard time last year watching baseball in empty stands. I'm sorry, but that is just me personally. I don't know how you guys feel. Oh, and speaking of that, by the way, I'm getting texted by our buddy MISM, Mike, in Mitch in Santa Monica, and he's telling me to check out the new specs you got, by the way. And he says he's wondering if you can see my rear a little bit better now, because before you had a trouble seeing it on the golf course. So he's wondering if for some reason now you can see a little bit better. Are you seeing it a little clearer now that you got those new specs?
Well, yeah, but to look at your backside on the golf course, I had to get the wide angle lens installed. So, you know, it's there. I still see it. It's not something to look at, but yeah, I can see it a little bit more clear.
Well, all right. That's a little bit of joking, a little kidding right there. But we do have a big supporter of the show who winds up shooting us messages throughout, even when he is or isn't on the program. And he mentioned that about – he likes to call you MJ, by the way, if you didn't know. He calls you MJ.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, well, I'm thinking to myself, there's only been two MJs in my life, and it was Jordan and Jackson. So, you know, I'll take the compliment, but I'm not in that stratosphere.
All right, so there you go. Sorry to do that to you, John, but I'm getting blown up by this guy left and right. So I felt like I had to give him his due. He can't be on the program, but his voice is still being heard. So MISM, you in Santa Monica, bro, we know about you. You're basically one of our pioneers, bro, so we appreciate you 100%. Now let's get back to John Poulter, and let's talk some Major League Baseball, which, like I said, I'm having trouble getting into this because of the situation. Am I out of bounds, John, or are you having a little bit of trouble yourself?
I'm having some trouble. I'm probably not having the trouble that you're having. And I say that because you follow different sports than I do, and you are much more knowledgeable on a lot more sports than I am. So I tend to concentrate on hockey and baseball and soccer. I will watch basketball and football on an occasional basis just to maintain my interest, but I'm not an avid follower like you are. And when I say that, I think we have to determine that baseball is a little bit different because, A, it's naturally a slower game. B, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, it's a more of a thinking game than some of the others. So, you know, we talk about football and hockey and basketball, they're as much reactionary as they are thinking. Baseball, I think, is a little bit more thinking than it is reactionary, although there's still a lot of reaction in the game, obviously. You have a line drive hit at your head at 95 miles an hour, it becomes very reactionary. But I think the fans are also more involved in a baseball game than they are in a football game or a hockey game or a basketball game, A, because of the pace of the game, and B, because we often see baseballs going into the crowd. We often see players chatting with fans when they're chasing a foul ball or something along those lines. We don't see that in the NFL. We rarely see it in basketball. We rarely see it in hockey. So I think to some extent they're apples and oranges, but yeah, I'm having trouble with it. I'd much rather see fans in the game, but, you know, at the end of the day, we have to do this safely, and I think Major League Baseball struggled a little bit last year with doing it safely, so I think they have to be extremely careful and cognizant this year of what they're doing in order to maintain their image. So I think it's something we're stuck with for a little while. Hey, unlike you, I'd love to see the fans back in the stands, but I think we got to take this slowly.
Okay, so you mentioned a couple of things that got my interest kind of piqued a little bit there. I agree with you that baseball is more of a thinking man's game to a certain degree. I'll give you that. But what I want to combat it with is nowadays all of these sports are so analytical, right? So at the end of the day,
big time.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, I actually think they're a lot more similar these days than they're different, because they all follow a certain book. And at a certain point, you got to throw that book out. And it's kind of hard to determine when to do that. So I feel like analytics get in the way of most people's decisions. So I agree with you. I do think that baseball is more of a little bit more of a strategic game to a certain degree. However, analytics play such a huge role in every sport today. So it kind of makes things neutral in that sense. Yes or no?
Yeah, the analytics, in my opinion, are ruining most sports. We've always had analytics. I mean, you go back 100 years in baseball, and, you know, Casey Stengel knew that a certain hitter would hit a left-handed pitcher better than he hit a right-handed pitcher, and he would know that a left-handed starter would have better success against a particular lineup than a right-handed starter. We all know that, quote, analytics are trends were always popular in baseball. But we never had this, what I think is a ridiculous situation now, where we've got guys sitting in the dugout with iPads and binders full of charts, and you know, you see the manager on the bench, and it's clearly he's thinking about making a pitching change, and sitting next to him is his pitching coach with a three-ring binder that's probably got 90 pages in it, and he's flipping through these pages looking at stats and trying to look back at a game last October and that kind of stuff. To me, it's ruining the game. We've got skilled players, we've got skilled managers and skilled coaches. I'm really shocked that we've had to go to the analytics, but maybe it's because every team feels now that everybody's athletes are equal, so the determining factor is going to have to be the thinking part of it, and that's something that somebody other than the players can do. But frankly, I think it's kind of ruining most sports. I long for the days when we didn't have that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I long for, I don't mean to jump in on you, Mike, but I long for the days as well, because my guy Craig Counsell gets too crazy with analytics, okay? And it winds up getting in the dude's head and making him make crazy decisions and maybe blowing games for the Milwaukee Brewers, but that's my own problem. Sorry, Mike, go ahead.
No, that's fine. You know, John, two pitchers that kind of come to mind that I'm just wondering your thoughts on their success this year. One is the Diamondbacks' own Madison Bumgarner. Like, he came in, and I thought, you know, hey, this guy's, he's a solid pitcher. He's going to do well. And it was kind of underwhelming a little bit for me, for him last year. And then there's, you know, the Mets' Jacob DeGrom. You know, this guy just, does he just throw gas or what? I mean, he topped out at 102 miles an hour in his second spring training start or something crazy like that. What are your expectations for DeGrom and Bumgarner?
Well, I think DeGrom is the real thing. We've seen him as a predominant pitcher now, a dominant pitcher for 3 or 4 years on, frankly, what I didn't think has been a very good baseball team and a team that did not give him a lot of run support. So I think DeGrom is the real thing. To me, he's the guy you build a staff around, potentially build a team around. I hope the Mets don't waste his best years. I don't see him falling off. Baumgartner's an interesting situation. You have to wonder if the Giants cut him loose because they really felt that he was done, that his best days were past him. Clearly, he wanted a lot of money, and the money that he wanted wasn't commensurate with a team that was struggling like the Giants have been struggling. By the time the Giants are winners, Baumgartner's best days will be well behind him. I was a little surprised he signed with the Diamondbacks because I thought he would go to a team that was ready to win right now. I thought he would go to the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Cardinals, the Cubs, somebody along those lines. Last year was, for everybody, last year was a very funny season. I mean, it was a very small sample size. I mean, even the top starters in the league probably only started 12 games. For a guy like Baumgartner, who is, when he's healthy, is used to starting 30 or 32 games, that's like a half a season. So I think it's unfair to measure somebody on what they achieved last year, but clearly if he has another down year, he has an issue, and maybe the Giants were right to let him leave when they did.
Hey, John, let me ask you this question, because we've been seeing it more and more in sports in general, like with guys like Tom Brady, who are able to play into his mid-40s and do it extremely well. I think there are several guys probably in Major League Baseball that are kind of in the same category. Obviously, they haven't done what Tom Brady has done, but guys like Albert Pujols, who have been around forever, I just want to get your take on longevity and how maybe even a guy like Rich Hill. I mean, just guys like in Major League Baseball that are still having a relatively big impact and doing it pretty late in their careers.
Well, I guess if you're like Brady and you're still playing at the top of your game in your early 40s and you're happy with the lifestyle and obviously happy with the money, why would you want to do anything else? I mean, it's the classic story of if you enjoy what you're doing for a job, you never really have to go to work a day in your life, and those are guys that are falling right into that category. I think Pujols, he's a great story because he's been around such a long time, but I don't think he's anywhere near the baseball player he was 10 years ago, whereas I think Brady is very much the player he was 10 years ago, so I think there's a difference there. Rich Hill was the other name you mentioned, and he's kind of at the other end of the scale. To me, he's a better pitcher now than he was 10 years ago. If I remember correctly, before he came back to the Red Sox a few years ago, he was pitching in an independent league. So clearly, a lot of major league teams had given up on him. So, you know, we've named three players here in their respective sports, and they're almost at totally different ends of the spectrum. I guess it comes down to how long a player can play at the top of his game, and you hate to see a guy hang on a year too long. I mean, I loved watching Willie Mays play, but quite frankly, watching him play the outfield his last year with the New York Mets, to me, was a little painful when I think about how great of a baseball player he was. Watching Mickey Mantle hobble around on bad knees, going from first base to the dugout, I found that a little painful as well. So every player has to pick the right time to go.
I agree, but guys like Nelson Cruz, you know, guys 40 years old, still playing with the Twins, Oliver Perez, obviously, you know, pitcher, a guy that plays with Cleveland who's 39. I'm just saying, you're just seeing it more often. Adam Wainwright, St. Louis Cardinals, the guy's 39 years old as well. Yadier Molina, a guy who plays for St. Louis. It seems like St. Louis has a bunch of old guys in general, but look, I'm just finding it kind of fascinating, me personally, seeing that people are playing these sports much later than they used to. I don't know if it's out of necessity. I don't know if it's out of love for the game. I'm not exactly sure what it is because of, but it is kind of cool to see older people still playing these games and having a lot of success, John.
I think some of it, Andy, is that as an athlete, they now look after themselves condition-wise a lot better than they did 25, 30, 40 years ago, so they're able to play better at 40 than they were 40 years ago.
I agree. Technology does a lot. Speaking of that, we've got to take a pause for the cause. John, appreciate you. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Take care. We'll chat next week.
All right. John Poulter, our professor of sports, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, people. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can get at us a couple different ways. Mike, you can get at him on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook at Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Instagram at The Real Dorf on Sports there. Mike, before we get out of here this hour, we haven't talked about this. PJ Tucker, now a part of the Milwaukee Bucks, in a big deal that I think, that could really, really help get them over the hump. Your thoughts about the PJ Tucker move to Milwaukee?
Oh, I love the move of PJ Tucker to Milwaukee. He's going to bring toughness. He's going to bring defense. He's the guy that does all the little things that you want as a coach, whether it's high school, college, or pro. He's a leader. He leads by example. I think for your Bucks, this is going to be extremely beneficial for them going down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen that video of him with the Olympic team and just all the screaming and yelling and communication. Look, the guy demands the respect of people out there on the floor. And like you said, I look at him as kind of like an enforcer, right? He's going to get that hard foul for you. He's going to step up and make a big three-pointer for you on the wings. I believe he's one of the better wing shooters as far as three-pointers go in all of the NBA. And I know the year's been down for him, but a change of scenery can help anybody, right?
absolutely a change of scenery can, especially to a winning team, can help. Yes.
Yeah, give them a chance to win a title, right? And now the Milwaukee Bucks, you always say this, bro. You always say, like, hey, they got dudes. Well, they got another dude, and they got rid of some of the dead weight. So I love what the Milwaukee Bucks did. Mike, I'll catch up with you later, brother. Appreciate you, and enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Thanks, bro. I appreciate everything.
All right. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two on the horizon. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Senior U.S. intelligence officials say Fort McNair, an Army air base in Washington, D.C., and the Army's vice chief of staff have been subjects to threats by Iran. They say communications intercepted by the NSA show that Iran's Revolutionary Guard discussed mounting attacks against the base, killing General Joseph Martin, and infiltrating the base. The Army has been pushing for more security around Fort McNair due to the threats, but city leaders have opposed plans to add a buffer zone in the Washington Channel. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is meeting with senior Afghan government officials, including President Ashraf Ghani in Kabul. Austin arrived Sunday, his first trip to Afghanistan as Pentagon chief. President Joe Biden told ABC News last week that it will be tough for the U.S. to meet a May 1st deadline to withdraw troops from Afghanistan. The date was agreed to by former President Donald Trump's administration and the Taliban. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs. And because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A New Jersey man has confessed to killing 16 people. 47-year-old Sean Lannon is suspected of murder in New Mexico and New Jersey. He says he murdered his ex-wife and 11 drug dealers, some who were dismembered, and a childhood mentor who he accused of sexually abusing him. Court documents say Lannon confessed in a phone call with a family member who reported it to authorities. A tragic shootout played out Friday night at a bar in Texas. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
One person was killed and seven other people were injured when a shooter opened fire inside a Dallas nightclub. Police were called to the Prime Bar in Dallas at about 1:30 in the morning and found eight people shot. Daisy Navarette was killed. Police said the other victims, three women and four men, all in their 20s, were taken to the hospital. Police say they know the suspect and he's still at large. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time, comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Right about now, an asteroid between 1,300 and 2,200 feet wide is cruising past us. It is the largest asteroid to date that has been predicted to make a close approach at 1.25 million miles. Its next closest pass won't be until 2052. The asteroid is traveling much faster than most at 77,000 miles per hour. And there's a new head of NASA, with President Biden appointing a former astronaut and senator to run the space agency.
The White House announced its pick for NASA administrator on Friday, tapping former Florida Senator Bill Nelson to head the agency. Nelson became the second sitting member of Congress to travel into space in 1986 when he flew aboard the space shuttle Columbia while a member of the House of Representatives. Acting NASA Administrator Steve Jurczyk tells Fox News that it's important for the agency to be headed by someone who has an understanding of the inner workings of Congress.
So it's really important to have that really good relationship with the administration, including the president and vice president, as well as our authorizing and appropriations committee and their staff on Capitol Hill. What we do takes years and decades. And so having that continued support over a fairly large period of time with the budgets that support the goals and objectives for the agency is super important and critical for us being successful to do the amazing research, technology development, and missions that we have planned for the nation.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon. And maybe even good evening to you people. Like I always say, I got no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition time for me. Welcome in, everybody. Get at me a couple of different ways. On Twitter, it's Dorfon Sports. Get at me on Facebook, it's Dorfon Sports there. And get at me on Instagram, it's the real Dorfon Sports there. Speaking of real, we got real March Madness to talk about this hour. We've got real NBA basketball to talk about. We've got Major League Baseball. We've got NHL hockey. We've got everything, as long as you want it, here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition with me, Andy Dorf. And by the way, you can get at me. You can call me 1-800-878-7529. But interesting to me about March Madness, 9 double-digit seeds have advanced. I believe that is the second most since the expanded version of March Madness, which happened in 1985. So what does that mean? In my opinion, that means that parity is what we're seeing in college basketball. The little guys are not afraid of the big guys anymore, which is really, really cool to see, at least in my humble opinion. So loving that very much. March Madness is here. It's in full effect. We'll obviously be breaking that down. We'll talk a little bit about some certain conferences and how they're doing in this whole factor as well. So a lot to dive into here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition with me, Andy Dorf. Keep it close, everybody. I'll be right back in just a few.
Do
time for your small business report, presented by Dell Small Business. When you're starting up your new business, resist the urge to accept payment in your personal business account or put business expenses on your personal credit card. Yes, it's easier that way, but the risks outweigh the short-term benefits. At the very least, make sure you open a separate personal account designated for only business transactions. Otherwise, things will get messy, and this way you avoid being a prime target for an audit. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored mm-hmm. small business solutions that make you feel okay. truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Superstart batteries exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts are designed to meet the electrical demands of today's vehicles. Get dependable power and performance from a Superstart battery for your car, truck, motorcycle, lawnmower, boat, and more. Our professional parts people can help you find just what you need. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all know the sound. Oh. It happens. Your phone. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless's new Platinum Unlimited plan includes phone protection that covers those kinds of mishaps. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data, plus more features, like 20 gigs of hotspot and 100 gigs of cloud storage, all on the best networks. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
See mobile protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at me a couple different ways. You can hit me up and follow me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports there. You can check me out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there as well. Engage with us. Good posts, good commentary, just really good stuff in general from you, the sports fans there on the Dorf on Sports fan page on Facebook. And then Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports. And that's where I want to go now. I want to talk about real March Madness. And quite frankly, it's lived up to the hype thus far, okay? We all love and appreciate when we have buzzer beaters and guys making plays that we just don't ever expect to have happen. And you know what? We've already had that in the first weekend of March Madness. So I love that. I really, really do love that. But there are some things that I need to discuss, though, because I need to get them off my brain, need to get them off the mind a little bit. When I was talking about Big Ten basketball prior to March Madness, you know, I thought of them as a conference that could really do some damage in this tournament. And mostly I was thinking about the Illinois of the world. I was thinking about maybe the Michigans of the world. But I wasn't really thinking about the Wisconsins or the Iowas. And rightfully so, but at the end of the day, they have systems. And that's what I'm seeing from this tournament. And we always see it from this tournament. The teams that have exceptional guard play do extremely well in this tournament. I don't care if you're the little sisters of the poor. doesn't make a difference. If you're the Ohios of the world, if you're the Loyola Chicagos of the world, it doesn't really make a difference that you don't have all this recognition and you don't have all this clout coming with you. You have to go out there and you have to display your skills, and then you have to go out there and compete. Like, dude, what don't we get about that? That's kind of the way life works. And we just want to give these bigger schools the green light to be, they're unbeatable. No, that's not always the case. So I'll tell you what, look out for the Loyola Chicagos. Look out for the Ohios. They have nothing to lose. Absolutely nothing to lose. And when you have nothing to lose, I'm telling you right now, you're dangerous. You're extremely dangerous when you got nothing to lose. When you're supposed to win, you feel that pressure. And as far as I know, as far as I've ever known in sports, there's two ways you go when pressure happens. You either succumb and that pressure busts the pipes, or you live up and you rise to that challenge. It'll be really interesting to see how the big dogs are going to respond to some of the littler dogs being feisty and not caring that they're supposed to lose that game. Because at the end of the day, you got 40 minutes. You're not guaranteed anything after that. You got 40 minutes to go out there and play your game. Impose your will. It doesn't matter if you're the little dog or the big dog. Because the little dog's got nothing to lose. The big dog has everything to lose. Let that marinate. Let that sink in for a little bit. So when Illinois is getting pressed by the Loyola Chicagos of the world, or Baylor is getting pressed by the Wisconsins of the world, you got to rise up. You got to step up to that challenge. And to me, that's what makes March Madness so exciting and so fun and so dramatic, right? Because at the end of the day, those big dogs succumb a lot to that pressure of the little dog. It's a chess match is what I'm trying to say. And it's a lot of fun. And when you think about the Big Ten and you think about the Pac-12 and you think about the SEC and you think about all these big-time conferences – well, you got to live up to that hype. And sometimes it's not as easy to live up to that hype as you might think. But I will tell you one thing. I love that Gonzaga team. I don't care if they don't win at all. There's something about the way that they share the basketball. It's a fun brand, man. I'm telling you, Mark Few, that guy is just, he's amazing. Dude is flat out amazing. And that's a senior, junior-led team. And they can score at every position as well. So, yeah, I love March Madness, man. Absolutely love March Madness. It shows us who the pretenders are. It shows us who the contenders are. It shows us who the haves are and have-nots. You know, and speaking of have-nots, Iona and the run that they had to get in the tournament, I know they went down, but at the end of the day, man, that was a team that was like last in their conference, had an amazing run in their conference tournament, and got to the tourney. And Rick Pitino did that in his first year at Iona. So I love that. And, you know, Rick Pitino, man, they like threw this guy down 20 levels. We're talking about a dude that was at Kentucky. Speaking of which, no Kentucky, no Duke. In a weird way, I love it. And in another way, I'm saying, wow, those are the guys that have the one and dones. And it's finally bit them in the rear. So I kind of love that too. I love the fact that Calipari and Krzyzewski are not in March Madness, man. I love that. They may not love it, but I love it. And it shows me that, you know what, the recipe for success isn't always a clear path, because at the end of the day, those are squads that have a ton of one and doneers, but they're one and done and they're not in the tournament. And this is, to me, it is historic. because we're so used to seeing Kentucky. We're so used to seeing Duke. We're so used to seeing North Carolina. None of them are there. North Carolina went out to Wisconsin. Wisconsin looked fantastic in that game. The best game that they played all season, for crying out loud. And if you're going to show up, you might as well show up in March Madness, right? Makes a lot of sense. So, yeah, I'm loving the March Madness stuff. It's fantastic. There's going to be some fun matchups throughout the way. And I'm going to tell you right now, keep a little bit of a memory bank as to what I'm telling you right now. Guard play, and I'm not telling you anything that you don't know, but you may not be paying attention to it. Guard play is extremely important in the March Madness tournament. And here's where I'm going with that. Because it happened the other day when I was watching Michigan State play UCLA, who, by the way, I don't think UCLA is all that great. I don't think anybody from the Pac is all that great. But what they do have is they got a bunch of athletes. They got a bunch of guys that can score the ball. They can defend because they're long and lanky. But at the end of the day, man, they got nothing to lose. They're not supposed to win those games. And Michigan State, I'm sorry, but that was embarrassing, Tom Izzo. That was terrible, brother. You're a guy that is historically known for having great guard play and having great March Madness success. I'm sorry, but the team that I threw that I saw Tom Izzo throw out there against UCLA, oh my gosh, that was embarrassing for Michigan State. Absolutely embarrassing for Michigan State. And that was not a typical Tom Izzo team. So, like, when I was all up about the Big Ten, I'm not up about every team in the Big Ten. I'm up about a couple few teams that are in the Big Ten. Illinois, they have great guard play. We'll see if that can pull them through. I don't know, but they do have great guard play. And they have good interior play. Georgie, Kofi, they've got basically a winning formula. That's what they have. You have to have great guard play. You got to have good interior play. And you got to be able to defend. Well, they do all those. They check every one of those boxes, at least in my opinion. And them and Gonzaga are the most complete teams. It is what it is. So we'll see if they can outlast everybody else and if they can live up to that pressure and the hype. But at the end of the day, I want Gonzaga and I want Illinois. Those are the two best teams in the country, at least throughout the whole season. They were the most steady. They were the two best squads. That's who I want to see play for the national championship. Wow. March Madness, man. You can obviously tell. It's got me going. It's got my juices flowing. And I said this to you guys a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. I'm looking for something to get me wrapped up and back into sports. Well, guess what? March Madness. You're getting the Dorfman inspired. You're getting the Dorfman's interest piqued once again. I thank you so much. 700 plus days it's been since we got to see the madness of March. All right, I know the break is coming. I hear the music. I'll take that pause for the cause. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Musketeers inbound the ball. It'll be thrown into the front court, intercepted by Florida State. The Seminoles have it. Another number one is done. Florida State has beaten Xavier, the one seed in the West, 75-70. The second amazing comeback here in Nashville this afternoon by an underdog.
What the hell's going on out here?
This is Dorf on Sports.
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
That is true, people. I'm enough to make your head explode at times. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf, a little solo here. No Mike Wilson, as he had to do some other things, which is okay. You can get at me a couple of different ways. On Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports. You can check me out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. You can obviously get at me on Instagram at The Real Dorf on Sports there. And March Madness is absolutely on my mind. It is exactly what I needed to get the Dorfman's sports focus fix back. And it is drawing me in, which is exactly what I wanted. I do need to talk some NFL free agency. And there's been some interesting stuff that has happened, obviously. The New England Patriots are absolutely trying to do anything and everything they can to be competitive. And it's in a much different way than Billy Boy, as I like to call him, Bill Belichick, has done things in the past. So this is intriguing. Like, they've gone out, they signed a bunch of dudes, they re-signed Cam for $14 million, which, by the way, it's not that big of a deal when you think about it. If it doesn't go well, $14 million sounds like a lot of money to you and me, but at the end of the day, $14 million for a starting quarterback in the NFL, it's not that expensive. When you got guys like Dak and Patrick and Aaron and Tom and Deshaun, you get the point. So $14 million for Cam Newton, and when you really put the year, the season in perspective, like, this might actually work out for the New England Patriots. Let's see how it all develops. But they've been extremely active in NFL free agency. Glad to see that my Green Bay Packers did re-sign Aaron Jones. That, to me, that was huge. That to me was a big statement. Batman, because they're not really historically known to do things along those lines. They usually say, okay, well, we can reload. We got guys in the stable. Aaron Jones is not your average ordinary. This guy is an offensive game changer. So kudos to the Green Bay Packers for realizing you can't let this guy go. Interesting stuff. Trubisky on the way to Buffalo, which is somewhat interesting, right? Because you already have the guy. So, wow. I'm a little shocked. Although, if you think about Josh Allen and you think about Mitchell Trubisky, they're similar, except Josh Allen is actually pretty good. So when you really think about that, maybe they brought him in so that he could learn under Josh Allen. So, yeah, I find certain things to be a little interesting. Emmanuel Sanders with them now. The Buffalo Bills, some good moves. The Dolphins making all kinds of moves. Jacoby Brissett, a guy that couldn't make it with the Indianapolis Colts, who, by the way, when Andrew Luck left, that was who he felt would give them an opportunity to win. Then they went to Phillip Rivers and made the playoffs, but then they got knocked out right away. So some interesting moves all along the way. Like I said about the Patriots, Nelson Aguilera, a two-year deal, $26 million. That's solid. If he can perform, that's a great pickup. Hunter Henry, John Smith, those are two really good tight ends that they picked up. It sounds like, to me, Bill is bringing the band back together to a certain degree, right? Always had two good tight ends. Maybe this RPO with Cam Newton can go somewhere. I like the moves they made. They're going to be competitive, man. They spent over $100 million, by the way, too. A lot. Looking at the Baltimore Ravens, made a few moves. Cincinnati's made a few moves. But as far as it goes to me, like, that's a huge deal, what the Patriots are doing. They're trying to be competitive. Bill did not like losing. I'm sorry, he didn't like losing. So, yeah, I've been pretty impressed with what they have done. Tyrod Taylor being signed by the Houston Texans. Is the writing on the wall? Like, it's not going to work with Deshaun Watson. I'm sorry, it's just not going to work. But Tyrod Taylor's a dude that, I'm sorry, man, he's just been passed around the NFL, and maybe he needs an opportunity, and maybe Houston is that opportunity. Mark Ingram signing with them as well. I think he's damaged goods at this point. Really big in the Baltimore Raven offense a couple of years ago. I like the Philip Lindsay kid. Philip Lindsay, he was pretty good for Denver. I like that pickup for the Texans. A couple of wide receivers that they picked up. Dante Moncrief. Alex Eckerson. So they've done some things, but at the end of the day, man, I'm sorry, but you're not going to have Deshaun Watson back. Carson Wentz, remember this one? He went to the Colts. I'll be interested to see if he can regain his career with the Colts. Because it went south pretty bad with the Philadelphia Eagles. We all know that. Jacksonville, I think that's an intriguing team for somebody maybe, right? Now that they got the old coach from Ohio State. His name is escaping me right now. Urban Meyer, I'm sorry. It'll be interesting to see what they're able to accomplish. But they've made a bunch of moves. Again, man, free agency in the NFL is absolutely insane. So much player movement. And then there's guys like Tom Brady who are so smart. And now the Kansas City Chiefs are also getting the memo, which is to restructure your highly paid NFL quarterback's contract every single year. Why? Because it'll give you opportunity to bring in pieces to the puzzle that you're going to need. So, yeah, the Tom Brady restructuring of that contract year in and year out, you just got to love the genius of it all. Kenyon Drake signing a two-year deal with the Raiders. And by the way, he kind of lost his way with the Arizona Cardinals last season. First year, as they picked him up in the middle, like he was really, really good. And then he had a year, the productivity went way down. John Brown signing with the Raiders. They do need some receiver help, that's for sure. So many moves. Dak Prescott, we all know about the four-year, $160 million deal that he got. $126 mil guaranteed, by the way. You got to like that if you're Dak. And by the way, he deserves it. He deserves it, man. So good for Dak for finally getting paid. Will the Dallas Cowboys be any good? I don't know. A lot of pressure now on Dak to perform, right? When you make that kind of money, you got to go out there and you got to perform. And he does have good offensive weapons. I wonder if Ezekiel Elliott can rebound a little bit because he's been down. Hasn't been as good. The Giants picking up Kenny Galladay, I think that's an interesting one. A four-year deal for $72 million. That probably doesn't make Jared Goff all that happy now that he's in Detroit when you're losing like your best weapon there. So it could be tough sledding for Jared Goff in Detroit. But Kenny Galladay, that's a guy that very intriguing to see what he'll do. He was a little banged up. Fitzmagic is going to Washington. A one-year deal for $10 million. And by the way, Chicago, maybe you made a mistake here, right? You got Andy Dalton, the redhead bomber, instead of going after Fitzmagic. I don't know. Maybe that's a mistake. Because I think Fitzmagic at least has some magic. Got to take a break. I hear the music. I know it's going. So I'll come back. I'll continue to rap about the sports world. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party... Oh, there you are.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
You've loved her since the day you first met her. You've loved her through the good times and the bad. There's nothing you wouldn't do to make her happy. You may be older now, but that doesn't mean your love will ever change. ED happens, and it happens to about 50% of men over the age of 40. Visit RexMD.com and show her your love has never changed and never will. RexMD.com has helped thousands of men. Here's how RexMD.com works. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you can get FDA-approved ED medication, which are currently available to new customers. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. RexMD.com is now offering sample pack prescriptions of ED medication. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's REXMD.com.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Drummond taking away again with Fournier, stripping it. The lob for Gordon. Oh, he styles it up.
Irving finds James wide open for three. That's good. James drives on Iguodala, keeps his dribble along the baseline. Back up top, Smith from way outside. Bang!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Heaven help us.
Yeah, heaven help us, all right. Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf hanging out with you here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Always live each and every Sunday for your listening pleasure from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Coming back to you in the wee hours of the night starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Taking you into the dark hours, if we will. Get at me a couple different ways. You can do it on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports there. You can call me, 1-800-878-7529. You can follow me. Check me out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Engage, interact, get involved. Also, Instagram, the real Dorf on Sports there. And, you know, I was listening to the highlights, and it made me think, obviously, about NBA basketball, which is where my mind is moving to, and LeBron out indefinitely, how that will impact the MVP race. It obviously will give other people an opportunity to jump in the mix. And this is kind of where I'm at right now, thinking about my boy, my guy, my dude, Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is in Milwaukee, which, by the way, I don't want to get caught speeding, but the dude's numbers are better this year than they were last year. And he was the two-time MVP. So I think the bar is extremely high, and I think that when you're looking at who will be the MVP of the NBA, well, it's going to be somebody who's on a very good basketball team at the end of the day. Joel Embiid missing some time. How does that affect his MVP race? Does it open the door for guys like Damian Lillard? Does it open the door for guys like Chris Paul, who I always talk about as a forgotten MVP? The dude is just so good. The dude brings his unbelievable skills to the Phoenix Suns and makes them a much better team immediately. So some interesting things that I'm seeing from the NBA, which, by the way, looking at the standings, things have tightened up quite a bit. Like Philadelphia, Brooklyn, Milwaukee are right there with Utah, Phoenix, LA, and the LA Clippers. Denver right there as well. They've started playing a lot better. Portland, you know what? Dame time, man. Holy cow. Dude has been just absolutely electric. So I love the way that Dame is stepping up. It's truly remarkable. But I don't see a guy in the sixth spot getting the MVP. It's going to be somebody who's on Phoenix, the Lakers, maybe Philadelphia. Could you make an argument for James Harden? I don't know. Guy's been pretty damn good. guys deferred extremely well. Guys better passer than probably anybody thought. So it's pretty cool seeing what's happening in the NBA, whereas I thought the Western Conference was just so much better. Slow down a little bit. Milwaukee's not so bad. You know, it took them some time to find themselves a little bit. And I'm as hard on them as I'm going to be on anybody, because that's my squad. We know that. I'll give them love when they need the love, but I'm also going to be hard on them when I think I need to be hard on them. And they're starting to find their way. They're starting to find their groove. You know, a lot of new pieces to that puzzle. 7 new faces or something like that. So when you really put it all in perspective, going back to the MVP conversation that I was having with myself a moment ago, yeah, I do think Giannis Antetokounmpo is in that mix. And it would be absolutely ridiculous for the guy to win it 3 straight. I get it. But look at what he's done with a brand new group of guys. They're figuring things out. They won 6 straight, by the way. Okay? They won 6 straight. The Hawks, they're on fire right now, too. They won 8 straight. Starting to find their groove a little bit. But don't sleep on the East right now. That's what I'm trying to say. I think things have tightened up quite a bit. And we now do have that magic word I always talk about, which is parity to a certain degree, in the NBA. Like the bad teams, like the Boston Celtics, what the hell has happened to the Boston Celtics, man? They're in the 8th spot. They're 1 game under 500. Like the Boston Celtics were a team to be reckoned with in the last couple few years. What has happened to them? The New York Knicks are in the 6th spot in the Eastern Conference. The Charlotte Hornets are in the 7th spot in the Eastern Conference, which, by the way, LaMelo Ball. I'm not a huge Ball guy. I don't really like LeVar much. Melo, he's improved. I'm going to give that dude some credit. He's improved. His game is definitely improved. His dad sold. LeVar was a genius, man. He sold Melo big time. He sold that dude so much to get the number 2 draft pick, which, by the way, hasn't lived up to that hype. And his brother, LaMelo, dude seems to be the part. Maybe going to play overseas, maybe there's something to that. Buckle up, because I think the NBA is going to be fun watching the finish. Can the Utah Jazz beat a Laker team if they're healthy? Can a Phoenix Suns team beat a Laker team or a Clipper team or a Denver team that's healthy? What about Dallas? I'm not so sure. Is Luka having a little bit of trouble because of all of the hype that was around him and with what he did in the postseason last year? Look, the guy is fantastic. The guy's great. But sometimes there's just too much pressure on you and you just don't perform. Is that what's happening to the Dallas Mavericks? Maybe to a certain degree. Golden State Warriors, they're interesting. I think if there's a team that gets blown out more than the Golden State Warriors, please let me know. They have 30-point losses. I heard Steph talking the other day, like, we got to be better. We got to have more effort. Like, this is embarrassing. I heard him say that, which is good. It's embarrassing when you go out there and you lose by 30 points. I agree, Steph. Time for guys to step up. Get better. Work on your craft. So yeah, I'm into the NBA too. NBA's it's starting to get a little bit better. Started out a little sluggish, I'm not gonna lie. But it's definitely starting to pique my interest level a little bit. Weird seeing the Indiana Pacers not in the mix. They're never like a top seed, but they're somewhere between 3 and 6 usually. Interesting seeing them on the outside looking in. I think the NBA is going to be fun down the stretch. I really do. Should be interesting to see what happens. Can the Milwaukee Bucks be a little under the radar and have some magic happen for them? I actually think they're in a better spot now. Like, you're in the 3rd spot, which, by the way, could change on any moment. They're still not out of having the best record in the East, which by the end of the run, I actually think they will have the best record in the Eastern Conference. Hasn't meant much over the past couple seasons. So it's time for that to mean something. And I'm seeing the maturity from Giannis. He's definitely becoming a better all-around basketball player. Starting to throw in the low post moves, and the vision is becoming better and better each game. Having like a triple-double since All-Star break, he's basically averaging a triple-double. And again, I'm going to tell you, man, going back to the initial conversation of this segment where I was talking about MVP, dude's numbers are better now than they were last year. It's hard to think that he could be a three-time MVP because there's so many great players in this league and there's so much hype being thrown at other guys like a Joel Embiid. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Do they have enough firepower? At the end of the day, these are my big questions about the NBA. Does anybody in the East have enough firepower to get by the Brooklyn Nets? And with what the Milwaukee Bucks did the other day, acquiring PJ Tucker, I think they have a legitimate shot to do that now. They got a guy that can defend at any position, another guy that can defend any position. Drew Holiday, Giannis, and now PJ Tucker, three guys that can defend any position. So I kind of like that mix up pretty much. I like it a lot. Hopefully PJ Tucker can get his mojo. And hopefully he can be the force that the Milwaukee Bucks are hoping he can be. But that's my big question in the East. Does anybody have enough firepower to get by a healthy Brooklyn Nets team that's going to throw KD, Kyrie, and James Harden at you? Which we all know each of those guys can score 25 with their eyes closed. And then you got to worry about the rest of what they're going to bring at you. I don't think the Blake Griffin thing helps them huge. Maybe gives them a little toughness. Not in the same way that PJ Tucker helps the Milwaukee Bucks. I don't think they're even close. So, interesting move from the Milwaukee Bucks. And I do think that it is a piece that could potentially put them over the hump. And they could have enough firepower to beat the Brooklyn Nets. That is my true feeling. I know that Philly is leading the way. But I'm not totally sold on Philadelphia. I know Miami's found themselves a little bit. Not sold on Miami. I know the Hawks have found themselves. Not sold on the Hawks. New York, hey, Tibbs has these guys playing defense. Love it. Absolutely love it. But I don't believe in them. So at the end of the day, you got three teams. Philly, Brooklyn, Milwaukee. And Brooklyn is right now, they're my front runner. Milwaukee a close second, Philadelphia on the outside looking in. On the other side, is this the Utah Jazz year? The question again is, can anybody beat a healthy LA team? Because in my humble opinion, we're on a crash course for Brooklyn, LA. I want to see somebody prove me wrong. But when you look at their teams, they've got 5 of the best 10 players in the league on those two teams. KD, Kyrie, and James. LeBron and AD. That's 5 of the best 10 players in the league, in my humble opinion. And I could be wrong. Maybe they're 5 of the best 20 players in the league. But you get my point. They have the best. They should be there. If there's anything else, we'll all be shocked and surprised. And if you're not shocked and surprised, you're lying to me. Even though the Milwaukee Bucks are good, even though Philadelphia is good, do they have the clutch players that the Brooklyn Nets have in Kyrie and KD? Who, by the way, Kyrie, holy hell, that dude has been going off. And the handles he has, if you take away the mental side of this dude and you take away that stuff, the basketball itself, it's beautiful. It is absolutely remarkable watching just the basketball from him. Take away the off-court stuff. Take away his crazy mind. That is one hell of a basketball player. All right, I hear the music. I know I got to take a break, come back and do what I always do, which is parting shots. So keep it close. One final segment here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf, everybody. Keep it close. I'll be right back.
And when I was out for those 7 weeks and not saying anything, and still people are still saying things about me, it's inevitable. You know, they crucified Martin Luther King for speaking about peace and social integration. You could go back to historical leaders and great people in society that do great things, and they're still going to talk shit about them. It is what it is. Like, I know what I stand for. I'm a great family man. I have great values, core values. This basketball stuff is a game at the end of the day.
This is Dorf on Sports.
It must really suck to be that dumb.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, people, for the final time with me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Today, again, always live for your listening pleasure from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Come back to you in the wee hours of the night starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you can always get at me if you want to holler at me a couple different ways. You can follow me, check me out, engage, interact with me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports there. On Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. And on Instagram, it's The Real Dorf on Sports there. Obviously, got to thank Scott. Got to thank Mike. Got to thank John Poulter for joining me on the program today, as they always do. Really appreciate everybody's contributions. Listen, I'm going to leave you with my parting shot like this. Here's the deal, baby. I told told you about this a couple weeks ago. I said, yo, I'm looking for something to get me back into the sports world, get me excited, get my juices flowing. Well, quite frankly, all I needed was March Madness because it has absolutely lived up to the hype. It has been fun to see the action on the floor. 40 minutes, man. That's all you're guaranteed, people. 40 minutes. Otherwise, you may be going home. Your dream of being a national champion may come to an end extremely quickly. Look, there's certain squads out there that are expecting things, but at the end of the day, those big dogs, they succumb to the pressure more often than not, at least in my humble opinion. So let's see if the pressure busts the pipes of those young kids, and we'll see who it will be the last team standing and who will be cutting down those nets for March Madness. Enjoy March Madness, people. Get the juices flowing. Keep it rolling with Major League Baseball into the NBA playoffs. You know what I'm saying. I got to get the heck out of Dodge. For Scott, for Mike, for John, I'm Andy. It's been the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll talk to you next week, people.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.